Now it's my pleasure to introduce Trish Springsteen. And Trish is an author and a mentor, and she's going to have a little chat to us today. And good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Rosemary. Delighted to be with you.
Good, good. And what are you going to tell us and tell all of us today?
Well, I thought we might have a little quick chat about confidence. It was a question that came up where I was presenting last night, and they asked me a question about, does confidence come with age, or is it something that you can build on and get earlier? Interesting question.
Yes.
Interesting question. And while I think there are some components about the more, you know, the older you get, the more confident you can get, I don't think it's just that, because I know a lot of people who still lack a lot of confidence, even in their 90s or 80s, because they haven't done things. They regret things that they haven't done because they didn't have the confidence. From my perspective, I think it's, starts with knowing who you are. I think it's knowing who you are as a person, understanding who you are, and believing in yourself. And I actually believe that once you know that, once you're completely happy, you understand who you are, you believe in your message, you believe in who you are here, that is extremely empowering. And that gives you the basis of the confidence. Then you add on to that what I believe is the more you do something, and you've heard me say before, 60 seconds of insane courage, step up and speak, say yes to do it. The more you do that, you take that fear of the unknown away. You're building a nice little foundation of confidence, because when you know you can do something once and it goes okay, the floor doesn't open in front of you, people come back and say, oh, I like that. That then starts to build that confidence foundation. So does it just come with age? No, I don't think it's, I think it's too easy to say that. I think it comes with knowing who you are. It comes with putting yourself out there, building a little bit of expertise, building some experience, knowing that once you've done something, you can do that again. And that then gives you a fallback to think about, okay, if I'm going to do something new, I'm very nervous about it. All you do is think back, well, I did this and it worked well and I felt really confident doing that. So I need to take that same sort of persona, those same sort of thoughts, put my confidence cloak on and step up and do this. And then the next time you feel more confident. So I think it's a combination. I think it's too easy to say confidence comes of age. I've seen some really confident young people come through the schools lately.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And knowing your subject, Trish.
Yeah, knowing it, knowing your expertise.
Whatever it is,
So we can all do it. It just means doing a little bit of work on ourselves and believing in our message and believing in our knowledge.
There you go. So almost like riding a bike, hey?
Well, it is. Think about when you first start. You wobble all over the place. Mm. And then as you get going, it's engraved and it becomes part of who you are. I could say programming. I don't like the word programming, but it becomes part of who you are. And that's the same with the confidence. The more you do things and the more you work on it, the more confident you come. And it becomes a never-ending little ripple that expands your comfort zone.
Trish Springsteen, as usual, just that little shot in the arm that we require from you each month. And today was confidence, and jolly well, you gave us plenty of it. So thank you very much for talking to us, and I'll look forward to catching up with you next month.
My pleasure. Be awesome.
Thank you, Trish. Bye now.
Bye.